4 CBA mobile.
CBA, KN4 VWA.
Hey, boom boom!
Your fast cell.
Or is it bam bam? I said, or is it bam bam?
It's more like boom boom.
Doing fine, Dave. Just going down to do a little business at my building. Hopefully gonna rent a space out today and make a little money.
I got a phone call, KB4CBA. Yeah, KB4CBA mobile.
He's back. Okay.
Sound good.
Alright, good deal, good deal. So what else is going on?
I got a new, my wife bought me a new camera for my car, and it has a rear camera as well. It's really neat, and it'll record on my phone or on the camera itself, whatever you want it to do. If you record on your phone, of course, you can, watch it immediately on your phone. Replay it, and what else was I going to tell you about it? Oh, it gives you your, it has a GPS built in, so it gives you your speed limit and several other little tidbits of information. You know, the compass and all that. Of course, my car's got one, too, so. But anyway, it's just a neat little new toy.
I just pulled in here at my building. I got to jump and run. Hey, we got to go again real soon there, bud. So, all right. Well, I'm going to jump on you. 73s, KN4VWA. I'll talk to you again soon there, Bam Bam. KN4VWA, clear up your phone.
I guess everybody's trying to figure out why you're calling me Bam Bam. Probably think, that was in one of the cartoons or something. I can't remember. All right. Well, have fun in your building there, and I'll talk to you later. I'm almost at the house. Anyway, 73's KB4CBA mobile.
KB4CBA, N4IQ, how you doing, Bam Bam?
Gosh, Bill, don't start. Don't you start.
I had to say that. I'm sorry. Let's see. Gee, I forgot what your real name is. Anyway, I just want to say hello. I heard you say you're getting close to your house. How's the antenna coming along?
Well, I haven't done a thing. I'm just... real motivated these days, and actually being facetious. I did put in a new circuit breaker in the electrical panel, though, that kept tripping. It was just wore out from tripping so much. They say after they get tripped so many times, they just get weak, and that's what had happened to this one. So... but that wasn't a big deal. I've never done one, but I knew what was involved, and it's easier than, or as easy as changing a light switch, really. But anyway, that's about all I've done today. That and go to the grocery store.
I would say you have accomplished something today. Yeah, I wonder what started making that circuit breaker trip multiple times enough where you had to change it. Over.
I think this was an inherited problem from my parents. I think it was, I was already doing it then. They probably tripped it a good bit, and then we tripped it a good many times after we moved in. you know, because you just can't put any kind of load on that breaker without tripping it. And I mean, it runs the garage outlets, all the outside outlets, and all the outlets are in the Florida room. And there's a ceiling fan in there, and there, we put a portable air conditioning unit in there. And I turned that thing on, and 2 or 3 minutes later, I went out there, and it wasn't running. And I looked, and, you know, the power was off, so I knew what had happened. So it's just been tripped so many times down through the years. It just, you know, got weak, and I think that this will fix the problem. If it doesn't, then I'll have to look into it.
All right. You say you had outside outlets on it, like outdoor outlets?
It's one in the front, one in the back. You know, it's got those little doors that open up and close, and, you know, seals it all up so moisture can't get to it, or water or anything. Pretty high quality outlets for outside, and I've actually been out just using the electric trimmers for the hedges, and it's tripped it. She's one thing. So that's how weak it was. And I ran that air conditioner for about an hour today, and it didn't trip it. So I think we're going to be good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know when that house was built, but if you had outdoor outlets, you know, they had to be on a ground fault circuit. And depending on how many outlets are there, a lot of times those outlets will trip a circuit breaker just on the ground fault, and it's not the load, over.
Yeah, they had that room redone into a Florida room. It used to just be like a back porch, screened in back porch, and they had it enclosed and put outlets in out there. So they, they added to the, take that back. They did run a separate, I know, just went through the panel off. Somebody did run a separate wire, because it was, and it was hooked up properly. It's the ground on it is hooked up to the main ground there, the bus, ground bus on the panel. So everything looks legit. So, we just, can't plug stuff in. I think they just overloaded that breaker. You can't use all those outlets and then plug something in outside and, you know, expect the breaker not to trip.
Well, if it keeps doing it, I'd look into it. Maybe the ground fault is causing it. It doesn't take much current if you start using stuff outside. And like I said, it can be not the load, actual load on it, but you can get enough current in the ground fault circuit station on the outdoor ones to trip them. Or it gets wet, you know. Well, anyway, if it keeps tripping, that's why I'd start looking to see what kind of, see if those outlets are ground fault outlets. And that may be your problem, but I wouldn't do it until unless you have additional problems. Yeah, you know, it trips it again. Anyway, I am a analyst without looking at it. I just know the outside circuits are usually on ground fault, and they can trip pretty easy if things are wet or things are hooked up just right. All right, well, I'm sitting out here at, oh, I was going to tell you my, you know, I had two dogs, and I had to put Sarge down this past week. Oh, boy, that was really hard. He just got to be really old, and he had some real problems. I'll probably talk this down. N4IQ.
Well, you did good. You did good. Yeah, I got all of that. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know, they've become like a family. I mean, you know, you have them around so long, and sometimes you don't think you're going to miss them that much until they're gone, and then you do. So, but anyway, sorry to hear about it.
My dogs are family. So, like Toby here, we take them with us all the time. Used to do the same with Sarge until they couldn't do it. But, they are family. And see them every day. And this last year, I really had spent a lot of time taking care of him. He just couldn't do some things he used to be able to do. But I go in the basement down there where the radio is, and it's just like, oh, we're sorry for it. I sure do miss him. Well, I'll change the subject, but I have really missed that dog. So, I'm waiting at Walmart here, and then we're going to go get some petrol for the car, and then we're going to the ice cream station, and Toby's going to get a doggy sundae.
Well, I tell you, I love ice cream. Yeah, I tell you, I was really tickled to death when they came out with the low carb ice cream and no sugar added. Because I can eat probably whatever size that is in about 3 or 4 days. I can finish one off. And I usually get a little sugar-free Cool Whip and slap some on top of it.
Good. The sugar-free, low-carb, that's what Elaine gets. She's diabetic. And they have that ice cream at the ice cream station. And she likes that with a low carb cone. So they give really good helpings there. I don't know if you go there. But my favorite thing when I go is to get the chocolate malted milkshake. And it's a real malted chocolate milkshake. And my goodness, are they good.
I'm jealous, but anyway. Well, my wife just pulled in, so I'm sitting here in the garage. I guess I better get off this thing and get in the house, get these groceries in the house, and get off the radio. Anyway, Bill, you have a good afternoon, and you take care. Good to talk to you. And I'll stick around for your final N4IQ KB4CBA.
Okay. All right. I understand you're in Parkway. All right. And I won't call you Bambi. Okay. 73. Have a good day. Enjoy the chat. N4IQ.